This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody.
Once you really trust that God cares and you believe that He's in control, your perspective on your situation is going to change, and that's a promise.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and we've been inspired by this out of Matthew. And Scott, you want to read that?
Yeah, Matthew 1, 20 through 24.
You want to set it up, what it's about?
Yeah, it's about Mary and Joseph.
No, we're not trying to race the holidays through.
No.
It's just we want to help people with their perspectives on their situations change. And we just were led to this story. It's part of, just a part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Joseph was pretty messed up in the mind. I mean, he was, you know, the girl that he was supposed to get married to shows up pregnant. I mean, she says she wasn't with anybody, you know, that the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she's pregnant now. And so Joseph's going, what? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this kind of sets this up to what's about to happen. And
he had developed all these ideas.
Yeah, and what people had told him also, and plus their law. Their customs were, if that happened and she was to have gone with someone else because they were betrothed for each other, in the way they had been when they were betrothed in the Jewish custom, that was for a full year before they would even consider being married. And but while they're being betrothed, the way the custom is, then they're together. I mean, you know, they're going to get married, and so, you know, they're supposed to be only for each other. And in that custom, the girl was actually the woman. If they stepped out of the relationship, they were to be stoned, stoned to death. And so Joseph was really in a dilemma because he still loved Mary, but he didn't really, he was so confused. So
right.
Matthew 1:20-24. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Talking about Joseph.
Joseph, son of David, the angel said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Mm-hmm. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get into more of that wonderful part of the story next month. But for now, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about how attitudes and decisions that are based on half-baked understanding create so many problems in our relationships.
That's right.
And if there's patience and honesty and perseverance and how we communicate with each other, you know, then there's a pretty good chance that, you know, things can be corrected.
Yeah.
And that'll prevent things from getting worse and salvage the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't blame him. I mean, you're a man.
No.
I mean, you can't blame him. I love the fact that it talks about what an upstanding man he was of, you know, principle. And he didn't even want to publicly disgrace her.
No, he didn't.
No, so you have to admire him for the way that he was handling it.
Yeah.
But like you said, he was confused, and boy, what his thoughts, you know, must have been like.
Oh my gosh! And then, you know, the angel of the Lord comes to him and tells him this, and without even hesitation, you know, Satan was attacking him.
Mm-hmm.
Without even hesitation, Joseph said, "Okay. Lord, you said it. That's what it's going to be."
And that's it right there. So what happened? The perspective on their situation changed.
It totally changed because it was for God.
And they trusted him.
Mm-hmm.
When none of that made sense, honey, none of it, the natural, made sense.
Right.
You just think, man, what's the point of going on? But then when God makes it really clear in our life and in our own situations that don't make any sense, you just have to trust Him and go on and look what happened in this case.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we, you know, as, well, excuse us as Troy walks into
He's
the room.
Back in. Look, everybody, it's Troy.
Oh, wonderful. Well, anyway, you know, as humans, you know, we operate in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
But God, He operates in the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just understand that, you know, that's what Joseph, you know, Joseph was acting in the natural like anyone else would, any man would. Like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You're pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just had his heart broke.
Yeah.
Split in half, man. He's like, golly, man, I love this woman so much. And to him, he thought, well, gosh, she got pregnant by someone else. But then the angel of the Lord came. Man, and Joseph woke up and he said, thank you, Lord,
mm-hmm.
for revealing this to me.
Mm-hmm.
What an honor it is to be the earthly dad of the son of your son.
Yeah. And then if you even think about that from another perspective, for those of you that listening that have a step parents, stepbrothers, mm-hmm. stepsisters, stepchildren. He was really Jesus' stepdad.
Yeah, he was.
If you look at it that way.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, you know, it's just, you know, really Joseph is, you know, to be admired because, you know, you really hear about Joseph up to when Jesus is 12 years old in the Bible. And then after that, you really don't hear much of him anymore. And, you know, we don't want to assume or anything. But you would think that maybe something had to happen to Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus was raised by his mother,
mm-hmm.
a single mom,
mm-hmm.
after he was 12. I mean, you just don't know.
It makes sense.
But, you know, Jesus, you know, I remember when in the scriptures when Jesus was speaking, and Mary and her siblings came to the place, and they came to Jesus and said, hey, your mom's here and your brother and sisters. And he said, who is my family?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, everyone who believes in God is my family,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, but it didn't mention Joseph.
Right.
You know? So anyway, you know, I kind of got off the subject
yeah.
there. But Joseph believed God. And when he believed him, his total perspective changed.
So now, let's bring that to our listeners' life and mm-hmm. terms and in today's. How many people out there you're looking at your life and you don't understand what's going on? You've even got people around you that are saying, God's in control. You got to trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's people listening that are struggling right now because what's going on in your life is not making any sense at all.
Right.
Well, we want to encourage you by this story that when your perspective about it changes, if you can kind of have an out-of-body experience, mm-hmm. that's what I have to do when situations in our life rises up and I'm like, I don't understand this. I just have to step back and look at, okay, what's provided? What's going on? What are we able to do? What are we not able to do? Who's no longer in the picture? Who's in the picture now? And
mm-hmm.
and I can start with guidance from Him, putting the pieces together slowly.
Yeah.
Then my perspective will change, and I can really see, you know, I can go, okay, I see God working in this.
Yeah.
He's moving people around. We thought they were part of this when they're into not being. That just means, you know, we'll sow that relationship as a seed, believing Him for the right ones to come along when we're willing to let this go. And then my perspective changes because, and actually it's kind of a cool thing because I'm seeing God actually move. These things are happening.
Yeah.
That I wasn't expecting that don't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
And then you, when you trust God, like we're talking about here, and believe that He wants the best for you, He's trying to do mm-hmm. a good thing, not a bad thing. He loves you. He
yeah.
loves me. He's trying to do something awesome. Then you go, man, I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out.
Yeah.
But it all goes back. You got to trust Him first. You really got to believe, if you really believe He's in control, then that peace can sit in and you go, let the chips fall where they may. I trust God. I don't understand this, but I trust Him. Okay.
You know, in your relationship, let's say, you know, if you're married, you know, what it did was Mary and Joseph's mutual commitment, you know, to trust in God. It ended up serving as the foundation upon which their trust in each other could be reestablished. I mean, they had lost trust in each other, but when they realized God's in control here, then their relationship between each other was reestablished.
All goes back to trusting God when none of it made any sense.
Yeah, because it didn't, you know, to Joseph, man, it made completely no, and you know, and Mary too.
Mm-hmm. I think what doesn't history record that she was 14?
She was 14, yeah.
But back then, I don't think that was unusual.
No, it wasn't unusual back then, but still though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure she was extremely confused. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just their trust in God was remarkable, mm-hmm. you know, and it serves as a foundation for all of us, whether we're married or single, or whatever the case may be. Who do you trust?
And a lot of people listening, honey, have been wounded and been hurt, and they're they don't want to hear about God, really. And there's some listening that are willing to give Him another try.
Yeah.
We're speaking to you.
We are. You know, I tell you what, when I put my trust in Him, it was great. But when I realized that God put His trust in me, it was supernatural. Well, you know what? Maybe you're struggling with this. Maybe you're struggling with trusting God. Maybe you've been hurt in the past. Maybe you blamed God for it. You know, it wasn't He that was hurting you. It was He that was picking you up. That's who He is. Well, you know, the first step of trusting Him is give your life to Him. If you've never given your life to Christ, man, I tell you what, it'll change your life. It'll change your life. It'll change your future. And maybe some of you had put your trust in Him and you thought it was that God broke that trust. He never did. It says in the Scriptures, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. But we can sure separate ourselves from Him. So if you think you've done that, He's ready for you. He is so ready for you. He is a loving Father that loves His children. So if you'd like to give your life to Christ today, we really encourage you to do that. All it takes is praying this prayer with us. And you think, man, that's pretty simple. Well, yeah, it is. But I tell you what, it came at a high price. So please pray this prayer with us, and please know that you're saved, and you can start trusting God. Lord Jesus, thank You for who You are. Thank You, Lord, for everything You do for us. Lord, we know that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day. And because of that cross, You say, my sins are forgiven. If I ask You from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I put my trust in You. Lord, I give You my heart, my mind, and my soul today. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for those of you who prayed that prayer or those of you who rededicated your life to Christ. We'd love to hear from you. If you would, please go to our Facebook page, Living It Up While Beginning Again. And just hit the like us and hit the comment section and just let us know, man, that you gave your life to Christ. It's exciting. You're going to start beginning to operate in the supernatural, not in the natural. So we're so proud of you.
We are. This has been great.
It has.
Trying to make them shorter. We're approaching 14 minutes and we're approaching 15.
Yeah.
So let's wind it up, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and girls. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So until then, what are we going to do, honey? We're going to keep living it up.
While beginning again.